This is the story from Canada, switching gears entirely now. There is a home in Canada. I'd be against this.
Against?
A guy named Richard Holm and his wife, Nicole, they keep a Santa Claus in their front yard year-round. I'm very anti-Christmas decorations outside of the Christmas season.
Hmm.
You know my stance on that.
I do, but you're also a man who left a Christmas tree up for an entire calendar year. Because you didn't want to take it down?
Only until August, and it was in a room that not
because you had family coming over?
My daughter's birthday. Her birthday's in August, and we were having the gift giving in that room. Now, in fairness, we had taken the ornaments off, but it was an artificial tree, and I was just like, I don't have the
energy. So there it stood.
There it stood until August.
Through Valentine's? Patrick's Day?
Yes.
First of spring?
Yes. Yes.
May Day?
Yes. But not...
Memorial Day?
Right.
Flag Day? 4th of July.
Yes, yes, yes. But August, that
but
was
it. But by then.
But by then. And then I said to my wife, just leave it up. You know, in November, we're putting it back up anyway.
Mm.
But her birthday party in late August, got to take it down. So we took it down in middle of August, put it back up in late November.
But that was only 1 year.
Only 1 year. And in fairness, we never lit it. You know, it wasn't for festivity. I don't care anything about Christmas outside of late November through the end of the year. That's it.
Mm.
Because missionary.
Yeah.
I want missionary Christmas.
I want it when I want it.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be the name of my holiday album.
missionary Christmas.
Yes.
Are you wearing a red sweater with a white turtleneck underneath it?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Chris Kelly, a missionary Christmas.
A missionary Christmas. And it only will be celebrated.
This will leave you unsatisfied.
Yes. From the day after Thanksgiving.
If Perry Como's not white enough for you this Christmas.
That's right. God, I love Perry Como. Now, this is not... Okay, but the other day, on Put Up or Shut Up, you had a question about... Was it... it was the Christmas song, Last Christmas?
By Wham.
When we played it, now it was nice to hear it, because I miss Christmas. I like Christmas, but as soon as I heard it, I was like, this is wrong. This is like... It's like... It was like biting... It's like chewing on tinfoil, to me, you know, with your fillings. It's like, not at this time
of year. Biggie and I enjoyed it.
I know.
We liked hearing it.
I won't allow it. Not outside of Christmas time. You know my position. Missionary Christmas. Now, there is a guy in Canada, Richard Holm and his wife, Nicole. They put up a Santa Claus year-round. It's been that way in their front yard. And they've had it there for 4 years. They put it up to bring joy to the neighborhood. And he says it lifts the spirits of people in the neighborhood. They dress it in pastel colors in the spring. They dress it in bathing suit at the 4th of July.
It's hockey sweaters, too, I'm sure.
Hockey sweaters, all of those things. It changes through the season. They put something on it for Halloween, but it's Santa Claus standing there in the front. Now, 3 days ago, somebody came to their home, took it, and said, this is harsh, die, Santa, die, and beat it on the stone wall in the front of his house. We actually have a Ring camera. Warning, these images are graphic.
die.
He's beating Santa. This is a Canadian. This is up in Winnipeg, Canada. The homeowner says, I only have him out there to lift the spirits of those that pass by.
We dress him up for all kind of holiday occasions, Valentine's Day, graduation, Mother's Day, Father's Day. He's just here to lift spirits for the community.
Everybody loves him.
How devastated is the man now?
Absolutely destroyed. But this is the second time it's happened. 2 years ago, somebody else beat it up. Die,
Santa Claus. Die.
Die.
Beating it on the sidewalk. So 2 years ago, the community rallied, raised money so he could buy a new Santa Claus and put it up, and he's had it up year round. This time around, he says, I'll do it again. I will rebuild.
As long as the community wants us to do this, and as long as we can keep on doing it, we'll keep doing it.
But now some community members are saying, I don't know if I want to give to this again.
Come on, man.
Another 10 bucks? Yeah. What's the guy's name?
The guy's name is Richard Holm.
Richard needs another 10 bucks?
Yeah.
I've Venmo'd you before, man. I'm not doing it again.
You got that Santa. But A councilman in the area says we need to.
Well, it kind of hurts. This is my neighborhood. This is we're exactly one block from where my wife, Sarah, grew up. We're exactly one block from where our sons, Ramsey and Jared, went to school. This is our neighborhood. We need people to have self-respect so they can have respect for the people around them.
All right. You respect yourself. You respect the people around you. You respect property, and you do not destroy Santa Claus, even if he's wearing sunglasses and a bathing suit during the summer. We just can't have that. The homeowner said when this happened, he was inside but could do nothing about it.
I was relaxing on the couch and I heard some yelling. Wasn't too sure what it was. And then I heard some more banging. So I looked outside and I saw the individual beating up Santa pretty good.
I regret to inform you that Santa was decapitated in the brawl.
He did not survive.
He did not survive. There is no putting this Santa back together.
He's dead.
There have to be a new Santa Claus coming in. But some neighbors are saying, look, man, the first time okay, but now this time we're not sure. So they're trying to get
maybe the universe is telling you.
Maybe. They're trying to get a GoFundMe here to get this Santa Claus back. He was wearing a Winnipeg Jets blue sweater at the time. And there was snow on the ground. I mean, it's cold, obviously, in Canada. He was lifted abruptly and slammed to the ground 7 times. die, it was repeated.
You know, not to be too conspiracy-minded, but if Richard wanted to get an upgraded Santa Claus, he could have paid somebody. Or could have been him himself.
Oh, you're right.
He himself,
you're
excuse me, destroying the Santa Claus on the ring camera. What if that happened? The scandal in Winnipeg?
God, that would be I didn't even think of that. But yes.
It would tear the block apart.
It would. And they.
Think of Jared and Ramsey. Those kids went to school one block from there.
Those boys just went to school over the block. I really don't see how that's germane to this.
No.
My kids are right around the corner. Look at this. This kind of violence.
What does that have to do with anything? Councilman.
No. I don't know. You put this in my face.
That really has nothing to do with it. What anger there. And you cannot see. I mean, it really literally could be the homeowner because he's from behind. He's got a hoodie on. You cannot make it. And they have not caught the assailant, as you can imagine. And police say they are spending absolutely zero time on this. We are not.
Did you take a report? Well, I mean, we wrote some stuff down.